Yeah, welcome back to the Big Sports Breakfast. Time now to talk a bit of racing after that fantastic day at Rose Hill on Saturday. The five Group 1s and the star of the show was Winx. Good morning, Adam Pengilly.
Morning, Rory. Morning, TK.
How good was she?
Outstanding, outstanding. I've run out of superlatives a long time ago to describe how good Winx was, and I took a moment, to be honest, on the weekend there at Rose Hill in the Mount Yard and turned around and just looked at the crowd on the stands, and I was absolutely chock-a-block for her last start on her home track before she... Farewell's racing in the Queen's Stakes at Randwick in a few weeks' time. She just does it so easily, doesn't she? Just Huey just kept her 4 and 5 wide and kept her away from trouble, and she put them away quite comfortably. I suppose the big question mark now, so it's not probably the only really question left to answer, is who's going to turn up to take her on in the Queen's Stakes in a Farewell race. We knew the New Zealand horse, or the former European, he's eminent, ran really well in the Randwick Stakes. He'll be there. Apart from that, I'm not too sure too many connections are putting their hand up at this stage, but I wouldn't be surprised if a few owners say, I'm going to run my horse against Winx in a final race just to say that I was there.
Yeah, plus, Adam, it's a $4 million race.
Prize money,
it's not winner-take-all. I mean, there's second,
exactly
third,
right,
fourth and fifth prize money there. I'd be very, very keen if I thought my horse could run a hole that have my horse involved in that.
You're 100% right, TK. It's nothing to sneeze at, the second and third prize money for this race in a few weeks' time. We usually see a couple of horses generally back up out of the Doncaster. So we'll wait and see how the Doncaster goes in a couple of weeks' time on the opening day of the championships. We might get a few runners out of that. But I wouldn't say it's going to be a massive field, but I think there'll be a few wanting to just say they were there for Winx's final start.
Yeah. What about the Golden Slipper, mate? Great afternoon for James Cummings and the Godolphin team.
Yeah, how ironic, Laurie. We've been talking for weeks and weeks and months about how good James's two-year-old Arsenal has been going, Godolphin in particular, and to have six in the race for Godolphin, one for Anthony Freeman, obviously, and they win the race with the horse that was least fancied in bed in Kiyomichi. So it was great to see Damien Lane win the race as well, and just great rewards for James for all the effort he's put in the team from Godolphin to get all these horses ready for the big two-year-old features. They've just dominated week in, week out for months now, and It was a predictable result, sorry, but an unpredictable result given that Kiyomichi won the race. And I heard you guys speaking a little bit earlier about who's the best horse to come out of the race. Well, I was with Microphone as well, guys. I had laid my cards on the table earlier in the week, and I backed Microphone. I think Microphone and probably Loving Gabby, the Victorian filly. I thought she was fantastic. Back in the field might be the two horses to follow out of the race. But take nothing away from Kiyomichi. She was a superior wet tracker on the day, put herself in the right spot, and she was Johnny on the spot.
A question comes in, is Yes, Yes, Yes going to the size?
I'm not sure, TK. I haven't heard any news on that yet. I suppose we'll wait and find out the next day or two. But he was only second up there on the weekend. I thought he was okay down the outside. There was going to be a huge ask, giving a massive start to some of those leaders, given his barrier draw. So I wouldn't be surprised if he does go to the size, but no confirmation as yet.
The Autumn Sun just won the Rose Hill Guineas. What's the plan heading forward for the Autumn Sun?
I wouldn't be surprised, Laurie, if he's run his final race. That's the last time we've seen him on a racetrack.
That's a shame.
Yeah, it will be a shame, TK and Laurie. There's no confirmation yet. John Massar will sit down with Hermitage and Chris Waller this week and make a decision. He was tough there winning that Rose Hill on the weekend. Again, only a narrow margin. He was there to be beaten, and he got the job done. But I just don't know what the right race for him is in the next few weeks. Like, if you... Probably the one box left to tick for him is to try and beat the older horses at weight for age. And to me, the only really race he could go to would be the Queen's Stakes against Winx. And he's, let's be honest, he's not going to beat her. I doubt they're going to be going down that path. And I think that's pretty much dead in the water, that clash. So what do they go towards now in the next few weeks? I just don't know if it's a suitable race for him. I don't know if he's sharp enough to run in the Doncaster over a mile, just given the way he raced on the weekend. So I wouldn't be surprised at all if that's it for him.
He's had a couple of gut busters too, you know, on those heavy tracks, so that would be a little bit of a concern. But let's hope he hasn't raced his up, because Chris Waller says it's going to be a better four-year-old. We haven't even seen the best of the Autumn Sun yet. And what about Huey Bowman? It's quite remarkable, this guy. This time last week, he was up in Hong Kong riding the Derby winner, and now he was at Muswellbrook riding the winner of the Country Championship qualifier.
Yeah, Noble Boy, huge relief for connections. Todd Blower's there, and the trainer, and Noble Boy's connections. Of course, everything didn't go to plan at Goulburn. He was installed as the early country championship favourite and got rolled down there at Goulburn. Had to go to Muswellbrook for the wild card yesterday and got the job done, and got the job done pretty handsomely as well. I just think that history proves that the wild card's probably not the worst form reference going into country championships, but this time it's a couple of weeks into the country championships final, whereas previously it was only a six-day turnaround. So just given the travel from Queanbeyan to Muswellbrook, back to Queanbeyan, then back up to Sydney, just giving him that couple of weeks break is going to really help him, I think. And he'll probably start favourite, won't he, TK? I'd imagine a couple of weeks' time after
he's
that.
He's already favourite, mate. You're exactly right. Yeah. He's already favourite. I think he's about, he's the $3 mark at tab.com.au, Noble Boy, who would love the sting out of the track as well. That's going to be the first weekend of the championships. The provincial championship final is actually the second weekend. Adam, thanks so much, mate.
Thanks, boys. Speak to you tomorrow.